Hello, the world. We're Flight of the Conchords. We're very popular in New Zealand, mainly.
Yeah. This first song we're going to do, we worked on when we went time tripping.
If you don't know what that is, that's when you take this little acid tab that makes you go back in time.
Time traveling acid.
It's quite a specific kind of drug.
Yeah, it has a little picture of a TARDIS on it. And a good trip, you go, you know, early 60s. Not such a good trip, you can end up in 83 or 84. So the trip that we went on, we ended up in early 70s and went to a party and David Bowie was there. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I was like, check out this nasty riff, this manky lick, this stinky chop. And he was quite impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't actually in on that situation. Somehow I got into the bathroom and hung out in the bathroom most of the party. I was with the old Tina Turner, who was time tripping, and the young Tina Turner. And the old time tripping Tina Turner was trying to tell the young Tina Turner to leave Ike Turner. It's quite a bad situation. I couldn't really get myself out of it, and she was crying and everything, and she was going, "What should I do, Jermaine?" That's me. She was going, "What should I do?" And I was going, "Oh, I'm not really supposed to alter the course of history, but you know, if it's really that bad, I think you should leave him." And she goes, "Oh, but I love him." And I wanted to go, "What's love got to do with it?" But I didn't. Because sometimes in those situations, sometimes it's just not appropriate to joke, and I think that's one of those times.
Anyway, we came back to the present day, and I had listened to some Bowie records, and it turned out he was, you know, he'd basically ripped off some of my nasty licks.
To be fair to David Bowie, you were playing him his own songs before he had written them. It's a bit chicken eggy.
To be fair, I had an Easy to Play Bowie book, and I gave that to him. That's how he wrote a lot of the easier to play songs.